We're going to take some time this morning to go over some of the missions projects that you're involved in, just to let you know what we're doing. We give to World Map. It's a wonderful organization. They conduct spiritual renewal and equipping seminars for more than 4,000 church leaders in six developing nations. The pastor receives a great Bible teacher while being refreshed, encouraged, and empowered by the Holy Spirit to continue on in ministry despite some of the most challenging conditions you can imagine. Each church leader at every seminar is also given the shepherd's staff. This 1,000-page equipping book ensures sound Bible training for the pastor and for him to be able to teach believers from the material also. Beyond the seminars, almost 40,000 more shepherd staffs were shipped to various destinations throughout the world last year.
Wow.
Then they also produce a magazine called Acts Magazine. It's an equipping magazine, and it was sent to more than 100,000 pastors in 14 different languages. This Bible teaching tool helps train the pastors and gives them another resource from which to train others also. So it is a real equipping ministry. I had the privilege, I should say myself and Pastor Kevin, had the privilege of writing questions for the Acts magazine. They'd write articles and then we'd write questions, and they were printed right in the magazine for the pastors to consider as they read the magazine and as they were able to apply what they read to their own personal lives and to those that they were ministering to. That was kind of fun, wasn't it?
That was neat.
I enjoyed doing that very much. Okay, our work in Tel Aviv.
Now,
Nate,
they can find World Map materials at the back, too. You can. Most of these, there are newsletters here.
All of these are from newsletters, and I'll put this stack also back there when I'm done this morning. Nate and Rebecca Mildren are tremendous help to the pastors at Adonai Roy. That's the church over in Tel Aviv. And wonderful things are happening in that congregation. The biggest thing is they're kind of like us. They can't find a building. They can't find a... We're just a little ahead of them, as we have the land, but we don't have the building yet. But they don't even have the land yet. So they just moved from that congregation, moves from place to place. They did most of the summer in a park, and that was kind of interesting. So they got some new people that just came through the park. We have another ministry that we're helping in Tel Aviv, and this is Janice and Jason Rose. And they're doing some really exciting things. They started a gospel cafe, and the ministry is up and running again and bearing good fruit. It is an intercongregational activity. We are building friendships and earning the right to share about our faith in Yeshua. And Jason was asked by Chosen People Ministries to plant a new Hebrew-speaking congregation. The vision is to grow through outreach and discipleship. Our goal last month was to approach several key people and ask if they felt led by the Lord to join the church planting team. We are pleased that our team has already grown, and each member is unique and necessary complement to our team. So they meet on Friday nights to greet the Sabbath. So that's kind of an exciting thing, to be asked to start a Hebrew-speaking congregation.
Beautiful.
So we're really excited about what they're doing. And they've had one baby, and you've seen the picture back there, and they're expecting another in March. So good things are happening. Then we received a big thank you from our folks in Italy, Kathy and Paolo Tellini, and they're struggling. They're having a real struggle. The Catholic Church, it is really, really, really hard ground. Italy is very hard ground. But they're sticking with it, and they're very thankful for our... Pardon?
I was just praising God.
Yeah, that's true. They're being very faithful. Faithful in a hard place. And then we give to Harvest Time International Ministries, and you've met Bill and Gerda Brown. Some of you have. They've been here, and I expect they'll be back. Did Bill say sometime in May? I think he said sometime in May, so we hope that they'll be able to come for a service. They're doing a marvelous work in Mexico, Africa, Spain, Taiwan, and the Arctic. They have advanced school of ministry training seminars with several hundred pastors and leaders gathering people together to have to teach the pastors. And that is, this leadership training is so important to the pastors in these countries where they don't have ongoing training. So when they have a seminar come in, pastors come from all over. And part of what our money does is help to provide them with food and housing while they come to the city where the seminar is being held. They'll walk for days to come to these seminars, both in India, in Africa, and in Mexico also. They also have a 24-hour Christian television station in, Carl, you know how to pronounce it. You've been there. Chernobyl. Yeah, that's where it is. In Africa, they're helping provide finances for some of the students in Bible college. And if it wasn't for what we give, they wouldn't be able to attend. Also, they help with building projects, and they help with two orphanages in Africa. And they're breaking into African Muslim country, and they're reaching some of the workers there, some of the Muslims. So that's, wow, that's kind of a scary work, but they're in it. And then they work also in the Arctic. Now, a couple of these people that I'm talking about, they don't just have a church in a country, but these are apostles to churches in countries. So they go around and strengthen the pastors, gather the pastors together, teach the pastors, encourage the pastors. So we're really supporting apostolic works.